This is a special report from the Dad So Hard Production Studios. Hey, everybody. This is Vinny Dunleavy from the Dad So Hard Eastern Long Island offices. Just wanted to let you know we have had some production timing challenges the last few weeks, which is why a full episode has not been posted. So those challenges included me getting a cold, which inhibited my ability to see Danny in person. And then Danny had a business trip, followed by a vacation, which will then be followed by my vacation. So we have not been able to actually be live. So we are taking this time to regroup, refocus, get a plan together for when we're back, and keep getting you hard-hitting episodes of our lives and conversations. So with that, though, I did want to quickly give you two things that have gone on in my life that I think hopefully you guys may find helpful. Number one was I went to go see the Lego Movie 2 this past weekend. If you're into Rotten Tomatoes or any other major review site, it's been getting panned. Did terrible in the box office. We actually liked it. I went in thinking it was going to be terrible. So my expectations were really low, but I enjoyed it. So I would actually not avoid it, but I wouldn't go see it for yourself. It is the kind of movie that your kid will be like, it's okay. You'll survive it and be like, okay, it's enjoyable. A lot of references from the 80s and 90s. My favorite was the early on in the movie. There's some Mad Max throwback scenes. This one was chock full of references that kids will have no clue about. So I give it a thumbs. I feel like I give it a 6 or 6.5. Which is pretty good. Not as good as the first one, but definitely not a total miss. The second review I wanted to quickly talk to you about was The Umbrella Academy, premiering this past Friday on Netflix. This is a superhero one, which actually showcases this father, who you could argue is probably not Father of the Year, but had good intentions. There is a mom, she's a robot. That's not really a spoiler, because I think you figure that out very early on. But it's 7 kids that he sort of believes steals or pays for in the first like 2 minutes of the show, who brings them together all in like what would be considered today's modern world, maybe New York City, and they all have special powers, raises them to save the world. I don't want to give too much away. It's about 8 episodes. I binged them in like 2 days, which had me staying up late. Emily, as a second grader, started to watch the first episode, did not hold her attention. So the language, though, was not terrible. Excuse me to blow my nose. So language wasn't terrible, but the language... So I think you could still watch it in front of a young toddler. If your kid is watching Stranger Things, Umbrella Academy is probably in the same vein. So I would put it in that world. But I really, really, really enjoyed it and thought it was a good one. So I would put that out to you guys. Watch it. We are finishing President's Day weekend here. I'm going back to work, but we had a nice one. We just finished Girl Scout Cookie Season 2. So the last thing I want to add is I spent a weekend, or not a weekend, 2 hours in front of the local Stop and Shop selling Girl Scout cookies with my daughter and the rest of her troop and some other moms. What I realized was, one, I was the only dad. So, guys, come on. We got to get more involved with our daughters and Girl Scouts. Let's step it up. Number two, there's some serious sales challenges that these girls have, because I don't think anybody teaches them what to do outside of standing in front of these stores and screaming, $5, $5. And I definitely think we harassed many people. I tried to give them some coaching advice on what the best thing to do was in order to get these cookies sold, but I don't think the organization at a national level does any real skill development. So just be patient. When you go to your local Stop and Shop, or we went to a Michael's Crafts, and I definitely got harassed by a set of moms and girls, when they scream out, $5, just nodly wave, say thank you. You can lie and say you have a daughter, already paid. But don't get too upset because nobody's teaching them anything better. And all they want to do is earn a badge for their $5. So everybody, enjoy the week, and Danny is going to be giving a special report from his vacation, which you'll find out about. And we'll be back in probably 2 weeks. So hit us up on Instagram. Send us some emails. We have some great interviews getting lined up for March and April. So stay tuned for that. And we love you guys. And we'll talk soon.